I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We are delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. We'll continue in song with hymn number 32. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy.
Learn to that wisdom's a rod is given for faith to kiss and know that greeting's glorious from high heaven whence joy supernal flow. Come from that love divinely near which chastens pride and earth-born fear.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Faith, Hope, and Love Bring True Prophecy. The hymns are 32, 173, and 297. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Holy Bible, 1 Thessalonians. Let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. Genesis. And God said unto Abraham, Thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at that set time of which God had spoken to him. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his thorns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Romans. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness, Hebrews. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Psalms. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Genesis. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and thou shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee I will establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And it came to pass at the end of the 40 days, that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, and he stayed yet another 7 days. And again he sent forth the dove out of the ark, and the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and he said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth. 1 Thessalonians. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father. Luke. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly this was a righteous man. They found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And when they found not his body, they came saying that he had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went into the sepulchre and found it, even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with him, saying, the Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are ye troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and feet, that it is I myself. Handle me, and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of an honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it is behoved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them, and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. 1 John. We love him because he first loved us. And from Science and Health, before human knowledge dipped to its depths into a false sense of things, into belief in material origins which discard the one mind and true source of being, it is possible that the impressions from truth were as distinct as sound, and that they came as sound to the primitive prophets. Ignorance of God is no longer the stepping stone to faith. In Hebrew, Greek, Latin, and English, faith and the words corresponding thereto have these two definitions: trustfulness and trustworthiness. One kind of faith trusts one's welfare to others. Another kind of faith understands divine love and how to work out one's own salvation with fear and trembling. Trustworthiness is the foundation of enlightened faith. A New Testament writer plainly describes faith, a quality of mind, as the substance of things hoped for. The understanding of truth gives full faith in truth. The spiritual understanding is better than all burnt offerings. There is a cross to be taken up before we can enjoy the fruition of our hope and faith. As human thought changes from one stage to another, of conscious pain and painlessness, sorrow and joy, from fear to hope, and from faith to understanding, the visible manifestation will at last be man governed by soul, not by material sense. Christian Science rationally explains that all other pathological methods are the fruits of human faith in matter, faith in the workings, not of spirit, but of the fleshly mind, which must yield to science. The prayer that reforms the sinner and heals the sick is an absolute faith that all things are possible to God, a spiritual understanding of him, an unselfed love. Faith, advanced to spiritual understanding, is the evidence gained from spirit, which rebukes sin of every kind and establishes the claims of God. The highest prayer is not one of faith merely, it is demonstration. Christ hath rolled away the stone from the door of human hope and faith, and through the revelation and demonstration of life in God, hath elevated them to possible at-one-ment with the spiritual idea of man and his divine principle, love. spiritual sense, contradicting the material senses, involve intuition, hope, faith, understanding, fruition, reality. This human belief, alternating between a sense of pleasure and pain, hope and fear, life and death, never reaches beyond the boundary of the mortal or the unreal. Dove, a symbol of divine science, purity and peace, hope and faith. The mission of Jesus confirmed prophecy and explained the so-called miracles of olden time as natural demonstrations of the divine power, demonstrations which were not understood. Prophecy, spiritual evidence opposed to material sense, Christian science, with which can be discerned the spiritual fact of whatever the material senses behold, the basis of immortality. Implicit faith in the teacher and all the emotional love we can bestow on him will never alone make us imitators of him. We must go and do likewise, else we are not improving the great blessings which our Master worked and suffered to bestow upon us. The divinity of the Christ was made manifest in the humanity of Jesus. We must resolve to take up the cross and go forth with honest hearts to work and watch for wisdom, truth, and love. The vital part, the heart and soul of Christian Science, is love.
Thine is the key.